Today marks the end of the first full week of classes at the University of Arkansas. And earlier today, the university held a press conference to discuss early enrollment figures for the 2013-2014 academic year. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis was at the press conference, and he has this story.
The University of Arkansas campus has grown at what may seem like a fever pitch over the past 5 years, both in terms of students and in terms of classroom space. Though the total enrollment won't be official until the 11th day of classes, Chancellor G. David Gearhart announced preliminary enrollment numbers for this school year this morning.
I'm very pleased to announce that this year's enrollment number confirms that we are still doing things right. And it's my pleasure to announce to you that we have, as of today, 25,365 students.
That's an increase over last year's enrollment of 24,537 students and an increase of more than 6,000 students since 2008, a growth rate of about 32%. This is the first time that enrollment has topped 25,000 students at the nearly 150-year-old campus. Provost Sharon Gaber says that not only is the milestone significant for the sheer numbers, but it surpasses previous goals set by the university.
Only a few years ago, we had a long-range goal of reaching 25,000 students by 2021, the year of our sesquicentennial. We thought it would be tough, it would be ambitious, and if we worked hard, we could reach it. Needless to say, while we wanted and we planned to grow, it happened a little faster than we expected.
The reasons for increased enrollment vary, but among them are increased diversity rates, stepped up recruitment efforts, and an increase in the school's retention and graduation rate, which Chancellor Gearhart announced has recently reached 60%, the highest of any public college in Arkansas. But Provost Gaber listed several other reasons for the school's continued growth.
Chancellor Gearhart already mentioned a few factors. Other major factors included aggressive recruitment and outreach efforts throughout the state, student support through the lottery scholarships, and the University of Arkansas's growing national reputation as one of the best public universities in the country.
But with growth comes a need for facilities to accommodate a growing student population.
We've had an estimated $450 million in new construction since 2011. We've renovated, expanded, and modernized our campus. In fact, several major construction projects concluded this summer were just in time for this semester's class to arrive. This put us in great position to meet our goal of being a top 50 university while providing Arkansas with the university it needs and deserves.
In addition to more beds and seats in the classroom and dining halls, more than 60 new tenure-track faculty members have been added since 2010, with 14 added just this academic year. Considering the pace at which enrollment has grown, and taking into account that the previous goal of 25,000 students by 2021 has been exceeded, Provost Gaber says that the new goal is to stabilize enrollment at around 28,000 students in the next few years, but that number isn't necessarily a hard and fast cap.
We will certainly assess once we get there. I think there's a number of factors that would suggest that that's really where our infrastructure can handle. But then we'll want to look. We know that that's still below the SEC average. So we want to look. We want to remain competitive in the U.S. and internationally. We want to remain competitive in the SEC. So I think for us, it's we'll get to 28,000. We'll look and see what we have in place and what we can do. We may want to stay there. We may want to continue to move forward.
In addition to overall enrollment growth, university officials announced that undergraduate enrollment has reached a record 21,083 students, representing 27% growth over the last 6 years, and graduate student enrollment has grown to a record of 3,904 students, or an increase of 16% since 2006. And diversity has also grown among the student body, with 4,474 minority students enrolled this academic year, an increase of 80% since 2008. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.